How are you feeling today, knowing that, according to sources, Prince has left the organization?
We kind of knew it was going to happen. Milwaukee being the smallest market in baseball, it's kind of hard to give Prince the kind of money he obviously got today from Detroit. But at the same time, it's a huge hole we're going to have to try to fill. But on the other hand, since he's leaving, I'm glad he's definitely out of our division and out of our league, so we don't have to face him. So that's the only positive I think we can come away
from this. And the bad news is you don't have him on your side, but the good news that you won't be facing him this year. Your club doesn't even go up against his, and at least this season. And throw in you're not having to face Albert Pujols with the Cardinals anymore. That's not too bad.
No, not at all. It's going to be a fun division to be in, that's for sure. It's going to be very, very competitive. Obviously, with Prince leaving and Albert leaving, the Reds making some trades, and I feel like they got a lot better. I still think St. Louis, in my opinion, I know people will probably argue with me, but I think they're going to be better than they were last year with the loss of Pujols. You had a guy like Carlos Beltran, but, for me, getting Adam Wainwright back is a huge piece for them. They won the World Series without him. So, yeah, those two, and obviously what Cincinnati did. And Pittsburgh's made some moves, too, so it's definitely going to be a fun division to play in and one.
Well, Sean, obviously, the level of disappointment on your part, it has to be. That's understandable. It's human. But are you disappointed that the club didn't make more of an effort to keep Prince Fielder, more dialogue between Prince's camp and the Milwaukee Brewers?
No. I know they had talks. I know they didn't, from what I've heard. I can't say I know for sure, but I know they didn't. Or I've heard they didn't progress too far. Like I said, with Milwaukee being the smallest market in baseball, having guys like Ryan Braun with the contract he has and Corey Hart and Ricky Weeks, signing Aramis Ramirez and, people like myself and some others going through arbitration, and it was Zach Greinke and some other guys' salaries, it was hard for them to go out and give Prince the $23 to $25 million a year he was looking for. So I can understand it from their point. But at the same time, it is tough to see a guy like that go because he was a great teammate, great guy to play with, guy that goes out and plays 162 games and plays every inning of those games and never wants to come out of a game, whether we're up 10 or down 10. He just wants to go out there and play as hard as he can for every single game. So it's going to be tough to see him play in another uniform, but at the same time, you wish him the best of luck, and I'm sure he can go over there and do great things.
Yeah, and the other uniform, that's what comes as a bit of a shock. And while I won't sit here, Sean, and say that I told everybody here in Toronto that he would be a member of the Detroit Tigers, when I heard Victor Martinez was going to be hurt and lost for the year, I kind of threw it out there that maybe the Tigers. It's kind of a romantic notion that Prince Fielder would go back to play in a city where his dad was so successful in. I kind of threw it out there. It's just a possibility. Obviously, I didn't know that he would be with the Detroit Tigers. And to find out that he was going to be a member of the Tigers now certainly is surprising. It must be surprising for yourself as well.
Absolutely. I didn't see the Tigers being the place he'd end up. There were so many teams that you heard the Blue Jays, you heard Milwaukee possibility, Washington, Miami, Texas. I mean, there were so many. And to see Detroit come in and get him, it was a shock, I think, not only to myself, but to a lot of people in baseball and around the country. But, like I said, Prince he's an unbelievable talent, one of the best hitters in baseball. I got the chance to play with Jose Bautista, who's one of the best hitters in baseball, and then obviously with Prince and Ryan last year. Now to see Prince go and where he hits in that lineup, who knows? But, to have him and Miguel Cabrera in the same lineup is going to be a challenge for a lot of pitchers and a lot of teams facing the Detroit Tigers. So it's going to be interesting to see how those guys attack those hitters.
Had you discussed this possibility of Prince's leaving throughout the offseason with your teammates at all?
Not really. There's been text here or there, with some people, where he was going to end up, but nobody really thought for sure. My honest opinion, I thought he'd either end up in Florida with the Marlins or in Chicago with the Cubs. But, obviously the Cubs are going a different direction. And the Marlins, especially after they didn't sign Pujols, I thought that's where he'd end up. But they ended up not wanting to give him the money or whatnot. I don't know how that all played out. But, it's obviously a great deal for Prince and his family. And, like I said, wish him the best of luck. And hopefully we don't have to see him too much.
Did you talk to him at all this offseason?
Yeah, we texted back and forth quite a bit. You know, I kept on texting him, trying to, you know, tell him to take a short deal and come back to Milwaukee and go back to his free agent market and in a year or two and make another run at the World Series and the playoffs like we did this year. But, you know, he would send back, you know, smiley face, or we'll see what we can do, or, you know,
right,
just something, you know. But he never said where he was going to go. I would try to get it out of him, and he never really gave me any answers. So you kind of knew that there was more teams in the mix than what was being led on by the media.
You know, aside from this news, Sean Markham, how has your offseason been? This must be the time of year that, well, you're chomping at the bit more than ever to get back at it.
It's been great. And honestly, I feel like it's gone by way too quick. It feels like it shouldn't even be the end of January right now.
Yeah.
But everything's been great. Body's feeling great. I feel like I'm probably in the best shape that I've been in my career. And a lot of that has to do with how the season ended for me. So, you know, I use that as a lot of motivation this winter. And then, you know, just going about my business, getting ready to offer my first bullpen tomorrow. And then hopefully that goes well. Head to Milwaukee this weekend for the fan fest that they put on every offseason to get the fans ready for the upcoming season. And I'll head out to Arizona in a couple weeks and be ready to go.
What's your contract status like now, Sean? Are you a part of this organization for, you know, a long time coming?
I am arbitration eligible. This was my last time, and then free agent after the season. So we'll see how it plays out. From what I've heard, they only want to do the Brewers only want to do a 1-year contract, and they have every right to do that. And there's nothing that says they have to offer me a multi-year deal or anything like that, and I'm okay with that. I'll go out and do what I've done my entire career, and that's go out and try to win games and hear up some innings and give our team a chance to win. And then, if you know, at the end of the year, if they want me back, they'll make an offer, and we'll see where it's at. But if not, there'll be some other teams out there that I'm sure will, and you know, we'll go from there. But the main thing is for me just going out and keep doing what I've been doing my whole career, and you know, that's all I can do.
Well, Sean Markham, we look forward to a successful season for you in Milwaukee this year. Thanks for coming on the show, as always, my friend. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.